It's hard to imagine that before the creation of Central Park in the 1850s, the area on the island of Manhattan was a swampy terrain of bluffs and rock outcroppings. It was home to around 1,600 people, mainly Irish pig farmers and German gardeners, who lived in shanties, plus an African-American settlement called Seneca Village that had three churches and a school. All were eventually moved elsewhere, and Central Park was inaugurated in the winter of 1859, reaching its current size, a total area of 843 acres, 3.41 square kilometers, 4 years later. Today, Central Park is the most famous park in the world, and a major tourist destination that receives up to 42 million visitors annually. For local residents, it's a natural haven, an escape from New York City's noisy and cluttered streets. For a taste of the wild in the midst of Manhattan, one can venture into several wooded areas in the park. The Ramble, for example, is a 38-acre, 150,000 square meters wild garden, or the North Woods is a 90-acre, 364,000 square meter woodland area filled with trees, wildflowers, a ravine, and a waterfall, where one might even forget for a moment that nature here is landscaped. Ducks inhabit its pool and hundreds of turtles reside in Turtle Pond. For morning people, bird watching can be a gratifying experience, with up to 230 species present in the park at different times of the year. Sometimes there might even be special visitors, like Barry the Snowy Owl, who was spotted and photographed last November and became a local celebrity. And if you want to see animals bigger than grey squirrels or the occasional raccoon, you can visit penguins, leopards, or grizzly bears at the 7-acre Central Park Zoo, first opened in 1861. Since the original goal of Central Park was to recreate the countryside, no monuments or statues were included in the initial design. Except, that is, for one, the Angel of the Waters, also known as the Bethesda Fountain. However, New Yorkers began proposing a number of additions and have donated works of art over the years that have included animal statues and others inspired by fairy tales. Now there are 29 sculptures, 22 of which are of historical figures. They include, among others, Lewis Carroll's Alice, Romeo and Juliet, the abolitionist leader Frederick Douglass, the Italian politician Giuseppe Mazzini, and Balto the Sled Dog, a heroic Siberian husky who raced across Alaska to deliver a serum to prevent a deadly diphtheria outbreak in 1925. Central Park also houses the largest art museum in the city. Located near the obelisk, also known as Cleopatra's Needle, the Metropolitan Museum of Art is one of the most famous art institutions in the world, with its huge collection of artifacts dating back to ancient Greek and Roman times, as well as Islamic art and works from sub-Saharan Africa. Music concerts and festivals are also an integral part of life in Central Park during the warm season, while the annual Shakespeare in the Park Festival is a world-famous open-air event that only stages plays by the great English playwright. Working out is a fundamental part of Central Park life, and jogging is probably the number one activity done every day along its numerous paths, dirt tracks, and trails. The track looping around the huge Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis Reservoir is 1.58 miles long, and jogging around the entire park covers 6.1 miles. In its first edition in 1970, the New York City Marathon was run entirely within the confines of the park. Today it begins in Staten Island, one of New York's five boroughs, and finishes in the park. Cycling is another great way to work out or explore. Tennis players can enjoy 30 clay and hard surface courts, and baseball fans have 26 ball fields available. However, there is no more memorable experience than skating across the ice with the New York City skyline in the background. Two rinks are open from October to April, offering rentals and lockers. And when it's cold enough and the ice is thicker than 6 inches, ice skaters can use the conservatory water at no cost. And when all the exercise has tired you out, you can rest on one of 9,000 park benches. To recover energy, the park is a fine place for a picnic. Spending time on any of the lawns and meadows is a favourite pastime for locals and visitors. When it's warm and sunny, lying down on the grass under the sun, in the company of friends or a good book, becomes a delightful experience. But be prepared to either run or get wet should a summer storm start without warning, as can happen. No time to prepare food. Ready-to-go picnic bags and baskets are available on the Central Park website. They range from $12 for a kids' picnic to $500 for a luxurious romantic picnic that could include caviar, prosecco, and roses.